In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. I'd like to call all the pilgrims up here with me. The hymn that we just sang, actually I'll ask you to turn back to that hymn because we're going to sing a verse of it in between every youth's presentation. This is the only, as far as I know, the only Native American hymn we have in the hymnal. And it happens to be a Dakota Indian chant translated by a man who was half Lakota, which is very fitting because that is the people that we were with on pilgrimage and the area of the country that we were in. So let's sing the first verse of that hymn again, and then in between the youth, we're going to sing the second verse in between everyone. Many and great, O God, are thy works, maker of earth and sky. Thy hands have set the heavens with stars, thy fingers spread the mountains and plains. Lo, at thy word the waters were formed, deep seas obey thy voice. 10 of us went on pilgrimage, 7 youth and 3 adults, and all of us, I would say, were changed by our experiences. A pilgrimage is supposed to be a life-changing experience. It doesn't always happen because a lot of things have to go right in order for that to happen. When pilgrims enter into that experience fully, wherever they go on pilgrimage, they leave behind their daily lives and things that would pull them back into those daily lives. Phones, computers, television, iPods. We gave all of that up for 8 days. They leave behind their normal routines and journey to a new place to discover God in new ways and to learn more about their own selves. They go with the support and prayers of their community of faith, and they encounter new people in new places and new stories of faith. All of this we did on St. Catherine's first J2A group pilgrimage to Borderlands Retreat and Spiritual Center in the Black Hills of South Dakota. I was blessed to journey with this group, and I am pleased that almost all of them are here today to give you a little glimpse into the richness of their experiences on the pilgrimage. Now, as each of us is unique, each person is made unique by God, each person experiences the same thing in a little bit different way. So different parts of the pilgrimage spoke more powerfully, probably, to each one of us. And as you know, if you've been on a pilgrimage, or if you've had an overpowering spiritual experience, a lot of it is impossible to put into words. Nevertheless, we're going to try to share something with you, because we are extremely grateful for this community and the support that we all received. Some of you have already read, probably, some of the youth wrote, and it's in the wheel. There are about 350 photos on our church Facebook page. Some of those will be on our website soon if they're not already, and there's a bulletin board in the parish hall, and also there will be a PowerPoint after the service. So I will have the youth share now one by one, and in between each 1, we will sing the second verse of hymn 385. Stand around. We can make a circle around.
We're going to surround you.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone that helped us get to South Dakota. And the best part of the trip was meeting the Lakota Indians. I've been many places and never seen so much pride in a culture and preservation of one. Many of the Indians I met spoke very well of their culture and were eager to share their stories and traditions with anyone who would talk with them. For instance, over the course of the week, we saw traditional dance, dress, and ceremonies. Instead of assimilating into American ways, the Lakota stick with their traditions, though incorporate certain elements of our culture into theirs. It was truly a culture shock to see very different people living in the same country we do. The culture I learned about from the Indians will always stick with me, something I find truly memorable.
Here during the 8 o'clock, you saw how badly I failed, so I wrote a paper. Yay. Okay. Good morning. I'd like to thank all of you guys who donated time, money, and prayers to us. It was really helpful. We had a lot of fun on the trip. We did a lot on the pilgrimage, everything from meeting the natives to going exploring and things. To me, the best part was the exploring. It was very, very beautiful out there. There were hills everywhere. You could find anything from a junkyard up on the hill with tons of old cars rotting away to beautiful flowers on the other side of the hill, that just fields of colorful flowers in every different imaginable color. It was beautiful. Yes, and there were horses up on top. Those were fun. But my favorite part of exploring was hanging out with my friends. I mean, Ashley and I went off like half the day for most days, just exploring in every possible direction. Every once in a while, these guys would come too, but whatever. We don't really care. It's just me and Ashley. We're the coolest. On the pilgrimage, I grew a lot closer to all of them. At the beginning of the pilgrimage, they were just friends I sort of talked to occasionally. Meh. But over the time, they became like those weird stepbrothers and sisters you have that you talk to occasionally. So we're closer, a lot closer. We met a lot of people, too. We met Miss Betty at Miss Betty's Kitchen. She was amazing, and her granddaughter was absolutely adorable. She just got a new kitten. It was really cute. We met Ben. He was an anthropologist, actually, who was helping us out with a sweat lodge and teaching us about Lakota traditions, and a guide from a church in Red Cross. He was one of my favorites. He was really, really nice, always accepting everyone. He was teaching us everything he could about his religion, which was the Lakota faith. And he was just completely accepting, as I found with all of the Indians and people I met there. And it was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Bless us. The J2A pilgrimage was wonderful. While traveling, I gained a better appreciation for cultural and religious identity and just grew a lot in myself and in this group of people as a person and as a person in Christ. I was truly honored to have this opportunity, so I'd like to thank all the members of St. Catherine's and other parishes who contributed their time, money, and prayers to the J2A group. I have developed a closer connection to God because of this trip, and I would not believe you if you said that anyone in this group didn't benefit in the same way from this trip, because it was truly a life-changing experience. Looking back at my last 2 years of J2A, I'm proud of everyone in this group, how much they've grown and learned, and just they've become much better people over the course. Not that they were bad people to begin with, but
thank you.
They've just matured a lot, and as we part ways for college and careers and families, I just know that we'll always be able to draw on this experience and how much we've grown, not just over the pilgrimage, but over the full 2 years in the J2A program. Thank you.
Pilgrimage was such an amazing experience. I'd like to thank everyone who contributed for us to go to South Dakota. Many things we did, some people will never get a chance to do in their lifetime. I learned so much more about myself and the others. It made the week more enjoyable. One thing that really stood out and affected me was the hike up Harney Peak. In the beginning, the hike was a breeze, stopping for occasional water breaks, eating lunch, and enjoying the scenery. As I continued the 3.5-mile journey to the top, it became difficult to keep up with the others. Not only was it a physical challenge, but also a mental challenge. Many times I considered turning around and quitting, but with the encouragement of Mother Susan, I continued. When she was thinking of turning around, I encouraged her to keep going also. We both stayed by each other's side all the way to the top, and when we reached the peak, a wave of relief came over me, and that is an experience I will never forget.
Going to South Dakota for our pilgrimage, I questioned, why South Dakota? Descending from the sky and arriving at what seemed the world's smallest airport, my question remained, why South Dakota? Throughout the week, we visited several sacred sites, visitor centers, and schools to learn more about the Lakota Indian tribe. The information provided to us seemed very consistent. Time after time, we were told of how the white man took the indigenous person's land. Time after time, we were told of how the government is still trying to buy what's left of their land, how the indigenous will not give up their land because it's the Creator's creation, and because of this, they are poor. Time after time, I couldn't help but think, yeah, I've heard this story in all my history classes. It didn't seem real. However, that was subject to change. Of all the places and people we met, there was one particular group of people that truly impacted my life. We had gone to the Wounded Knee Memorial, which was on top of a fairly large hill. As we were pulling in, a vehicle had pulled in behind us. The people got out of the car and stood at the entrance of the cemetery. Before we got out of the car, Linda, our hostess priest, had approached our vehicles and explained that they wanted to sell us crafts. She explained to us she had told them we were there for prayer, and if after prayer we wanted to buy crafts, we could. We proceeded to exit our vehicles and approach the gate. Before we had gone in, the people asked us if we wanted to purchase something. We responded that we were there for prayer. As we were inside the cemetery, I noticed one more person that had come up the hill to sell crafts. A mother had carried her baby up the hill with her, sat down next to the gate, laying out her bracelets she had for sale. Her baby was crying. As I left the cemetery, I purchased a bracelet from the woman. I will never forget the exhausted look on her face. It all became real, and I knew why God had chose South Dakota for our pilgrimage. Thank you.
I guess I saved the best for last, but this pilgrimage to Borderland, South Dakota has been very eye-opening to me. This trip helped me become closer to God and was a huge benchmark to my journey to adulthood. I learned a lot about myself as well as my peers. I'd recommend something like this for all the youth that attend St. Catherine's and all churches around this area. Being able to be united with nature and not having to worry about technology that surrounds us daily was very relaxing. And it helped me learn about myself tremendously. It was a spiritual journey that I will never forget. It is something I cannot explain to the fullest, but one could only wish to experience such a peaceful and spiritual journey. I'd like to thank everyone for making this trip possible. Thank you.
One of the things that we heard over and over again when we were with the indigenous people was talking about the circle. We did a prayer circle. They have the sacred hoop, medicine wheel, sacred circle, circle of life. And it's their philosophy that everything goes in a circle. We have, and this is a pin that I got at the Red Rose School that symbolizes that circle. And it has the colors that represent each direction being east, west, north, south. The Lakotas believe that everything is one, the earth, the sky, everything that's in it. And they have a phrase that they use when they greet people, when they leave. Mtakie Oyoisin. All are one. During this week, I remembered that we left here with 7 young people. We came home with a circle. Their time together, I think was as important as meeting all of the indigenous people that we did. They learned a lot about themselves. They were challenged mentally, emotionally, by what we heard about the trials and tribulations of the Lakota people. They were challenged physically. During our time there, we visited several of the sacred sites of the Lakota Indians, and some of these were mountains that they climbed. I think Brianna mentioned the one. It was a 3.5-mile climb up to the top of the hill, and this was one of their sacred sites. The other site we did, Bear Butte, was a 2-mile hike up. They helped each other. They encouraged each other to make that climb. There was also the Wind Cave, which is another site that is sacred to the Lakota Indians. And they encouraged each other. I know Glenn was concerned how he was going to climb back up by the end of it, and they were all relieved that there was an elevator. But it was a very special time that took us out of our element and put us into another element that we never would have experienced if it wasn't for all of the prayers and contributions of time and money that you all made for us. Thank you.
To say to start out with that I'm very proud to be part of these young people. We were kind of the leaders, but we were part of the group. I think we were all moved by the week there, and mine started out rather early. Being a type A personality, the first night the leader mentioned to us that time amongst the Indians is a little bit different than what we're used to. And she didn't wear a watch. But I didn't catch on to what she was saying right away. And immediately I started complaining to Mother Susan that we don't have a schedule for the week. We don't know when we're going to have the meals, where we're going when. And Mother Susan just kept saying, well, just let it be. More than once. It was something that came together. It was cohesive, and it was quite an experience, I think, for all of us. But lastly, I'd like to personally, and hopefully as a group, thank Mother Susan for initiating this program a couple years ago. It's an outstanding program for the youth of the church, and it has really been a wonderful experience. Finally, I can't say enough, and I believe just about everybody had mentioned it, was the appreciation that we had for the congregation and all the help that we got during the last 2 years from you. It has been greatly appreciated, and I just hope your support will continue with the new groups. Thank you.
Amen.